Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we're about to take you inside training camp presented by Xfinity. After a spirited practice between the Eagles and the New England Patriots on Tuesday in front of over 25,000 fans, it was a wet and wild affair on Wednesday as practice was held outside despite torrential rain. The joint practices are leading up to Friday's preseason battle between the two teams. And for the latest on the Eagles out of Foxborough, let's send it to Bo Wolf.
Thank you, Chris. And as the Eagles and Patriots remain flexible, moving practice up to the early morning to get it in under the rain here outside Gillette Stadium. Chip Kelly, before practice, talked about what some of the players fighting for roster spots can do to make this 53-man roster, and also what Nick Foles can learn from watching Tom Brady in practice.
As we say, don't count your reps, make your reps count. So, you know, when you're out there, take advantage of them. But, you know, your answer can't be, well, I'm not playing well because I didn't get enough reps. If you only get three reps, make those three reps the best reps you can. So evidence of that is what Brad did when he came in here last year. You know, I think we got Brad after game 10 or game 11. But before he even set foot on the field as a receiver, he made an instant mark for himself as a special teams player for us. So you're watching a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. So I think everybody, when you get a chance to watch someone that's as good as they are at their craft, that I think you can learn a lot of different things, you know, and that's a unique thing when you get to participate in situations like this, is that, you know, when you're not in, what are you doing? And I, you know, Nick's a student of the game, and for him to get a chance to watch Tom up close and personal in terms of how he interacts, what he does pre-snap, what he's doing post-snap, you know, a lot of times that you don't see on film because the camera's not on him, I think anybody can garner anything from that. And when you get a chance to see someone as special a football player as Tom is, I think it's a credit to this whole operation in terms of what we can get accomplished, not only in the work we can get, but when you're watching other people work. So that's a positive for him. So
the Eagles and Patriots will practice one more time on Thursday before the second game of the preseason at Gillette Stadium on Friday night, which, of course, you can watch on 6ABC locally and follow all the coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Bo. A little bit later in the show, we'll have the latest on wide receiver Jerry Maclin, who suffered a hamstring during Wednesday's practice. But after this break on inside training camp, we're going to send it back to Foxborough, where Dave Spadaro is embedded with the team, and he'll offer a report on what he saw from today's practice.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. The second preseason game is quickly approaching on the horizon. And for the latest on what's going on with the Eagles as they prepare for their showdown with the New England Patriots, let's send it back to New England, where Dave Spadaro is with the team.
Well, the rain came down all day on Wednesday. The Eagles getting their work in with the Patriots. And a couple of veterans we caught up with after practice said, no big deal. You have to play with what Mother Nature brings you on that day.
You know, you can't control what it's going to be like in a game day. Yeah, I think it's, you know, you definitely got to watch your footwork a little more, take a little more precise steps, can't cut so hard. You got to break down a little bit before you make your cuts and stuff. So I think it's beneficial.
You never know if you're going to have a game in this type of weather. So, you know, why not practice in it every now and again? Hopefully this is the only one. Hopefully we got it out of the way. But, you know, it was a good practice.
Really, the main objective for this week is to get in good quality reps against another team in the Patriots, one of the very best in the NFL, and the Eagles players appreciating the work, every rep they get on the field against New England.
I think it's good to play against somebody else, you know. I kind of see where you're at. You know, going against the same guys, our guys, you know, for 3 weeks, you know, you understand what they do, you know, how they work. Going against somebody else like this, you kind of can, you know, step back and get a new perspective on things you might need to work on and adjust.
I think I was just talking to Tom about just about like the team and how we're working hard together, you know, and I think practicing against them, it shows you how veterans practice, you know. Just trying to get the mental reps. I think if you go out there and tell the guys to go out there and be tough, that's natural. But kind of go out there and learn, get all the mental things down packed, against another team. Because you play against the same guys all the time. They know the good things you do, your weaknesses, where a team has nothing to go off of just by tape. You know, so I think we did pretty good, man. Working hard together, man, and it's looking good.
I think me practicing against the Patriots helped me a lot. Going up against real big guys and guys that protect Tom Brady, I think it's a great deal for me in these practices.
If you're looking for an under-the-radar Eagle, why not defensive lineman Brandon Bear? He's a veteran of the game. He hasn't been in the NFL very much. Nobody really knows his name. But the Eagles coaches have been pleased with what Bear has done as a five-technique defensive end here in this 3-4 scheme. And Bear says that the best football of his career is happening because the coaches are pushing the right buttons.
I can tell you one thing. If you listen to our coaches and you take the advice that's given to us from the veteran players, you work hard, you can't help but improve.
Last year's number one draft pick, Lane Johnson, has been working with the second team offensive line, given his 4-game suspension to start the regular season. Well, Johnson is not sulking about it. He's trying to make the best of the opportunity and thinks that he can learn a lot being more independent, being more vocal, working with the twos.
I mean, getting more snaps right now. I mean, going with the ones, they're trying to get, you know, Al as many reps as he can right now. So, I mean, just most reps as I can with the second team, just trying to be more vocal and communicate more, and that's going to help me.
From a soggy Foxborough, Massachusetts, Chris, back to you in the comfort of the NovaCare Complex studio.
Thanks, Dave. 2 days of joint practices with the New England Patriots are in the books. The Eagles will have one final joint practice with New England on Thursday before Friday's preseason game, which again can be seen locally on 6ABC or nationally on NFL Network beginning at 7:30 p.m. After this break on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we'll have our Player in Focus segment, and you won't want to miss who is featured in today's show.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes every day. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. On the road, in charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast SportsNet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly each and every week for your chance to get lower level seats to every Eagles home game this season. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Wide receiver Jerry Macklin suffered a hamstring injury during Wednesday's practice. It was unfortunate because he was doing really well against cornerback Darrell Revis of the Patriots. After the workout, Macklin told reporters that the injury is nothing to be concerned about. Now, the former first-round draft pick is looking to rebound after missing all of 2013 with a knee injury. Our Melissa Kelly profiles Macklin in today's Player in Focus.
Fresh off his injury last season, Jeremy Macklin was finally able to put his body to the test in Friday's game against the Chicago Bears. He tore his right ACL in the beginning of training camp last year, causing him to miss the remainder of the season. This was his first dose of NFL action since 2012, and as far as the pace goes, Macklin felt prepared.
The tempo is faster in practice. You know, obviously the ref slows down. We got a guy running to spot the ball every time. The refs kind of walk, take their time throwing the ball all over the place. So the tempo is actually slower in the game, but you know, we try to move as fast as we can.
Although Chip Kelly was unable to see what Macklin could do last year, he's continuously given him praise for his efforts in training camp so far.
He's explosive. He gets off the line of scrimmage. You know, he obviously has speed to separate. He's a very, very good route runner. He's got some legitimate line of scrimmage strength where he can kind of maneuver a little bit and doesn't get knocked off balance. He catches the ball really well, and I anticipate, but I haven't seen it, you know, but you've seen it before with him on film, is that he's really good with the ball in his hands after the catch.
The Eagles will be back in action this Friday against the New England Patriots. You can catch the game locally on 6ABC at 7:30 p.m.
Make sure to join us on Thursday morning as Episode 3 of The Journey, presented by AAA, airs right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The players discuss preparing for the showdown with New England and also recap the first preseason game against the Chicago Bears. We follow the lives of the players both on and off the field in The Journey, presented by AAA. Inside Training Camp returns on Thursday at 5 p.m. as we offer one last preview of the Eagles-Patriots showdown, which once again can be seen locally on 6ABC or nationally on the NFL Network beginning at 7:30 p.m. I'm Chris McPherson, wishing you all out there a great Eagles night.